Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Chip has a fucking podcast. 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 Fuck yeah!
God damn it, he's joining, but he's not here yet.
Ugh.
Oh. Get it together.
Yeah. He's so inept.
Hold on a second.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I knew he'd hear that. Fucking boss.
Well, there he is. Perfect. Oh, video looks good.
Video again.
Okay, listen. Here's what we're going to do. I got to do it quick. Before we even start, let's be soup. Hey, you got Bush?
What?
You definitely do if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. Your pubic hair is all over the place and it smells like lamb. Nobody likes it. After using these life-changing products, you're going to want to join a ball sack beauty contest.
Chip, you would win that, especially after these.
Babe, I've used a regular razor. I nicked the little mug a couple of times. But anyway, I'm looking out for you too, babe, because a lady can use Manscaped. 20% off discount. Use code CHIP20 at manscaped.com. CHIP20 at manscaped.com. For Pete's sake, your pubic hair is bothering everybody.
Well, not only that, they have ball deodorant, which I don't know if you guys have ever smelled sweaty balls. It's not nice. It's not pleasant.
I haven't. Norton has, believe me. All right. Now let's start the show. What's up, Rich?
After Norton pays, does the Manscaped out of his place? That's all I got. I'm starting off weak, and I'm going to build up strong. I'm in my car. Can you see me and hear me?
Unfortunately, yes, we can. We're happy you're here. Don't be discouraged.
He's broadcasting from the first Gulf War.
Yeah, he really is. hold on a second. I'm going to try to change my screen.
Are you just a hand? Are you just a glowing hand that swings back and forth? Is that what you've turned into?
Who's Gilbert talking to? See, I can't tell. I'm just doing this because Chip is my favorite podcaster all the podcasters on this podcast now.
I guess you've never heard another podcast.
Hold on a second, Gilbert. That's hurtful. Cut that part out. That's hurtful.
Boss, also, it's podcast.
Rich, it's podcast.
I'm sorry. I don't know all the lingo. Tis, tis.
I can't see you, Rich. It's dark in the car. That's better. Just be careful.
Oh, turn the light back off.
Oh my God! Gilbert, please, Gilbert, I hope this sounds like Tiger Woods.
I was gonna say that, but I was gonna say, I was gonna say something careful you don't like driveway through the golf course, something like that.
Good one.
Are you actually driving in a car or is that phony scenery like in the movie?
Yeah, no, this is my background. I'm not in a car.
No, Chip, he's talking to Rich.
Oh.
Yeah, don't interfere.
Yes, Gilbert,
don't fucking kill my joke.
I would never do that.
Don't drive a stake through the heart of any joke.
Trust me, I enhance every joke. Trust me, I'll help it out. You'll see how we cut it together, Gil. It's going to look perfect.
Okay.
All right, so ask it again, and I'll cut it together in post.
Oh, okay. Everybody act like you just heard this. Okay, can we rehearse it once?
Yeah, ask him about, if he's going to do something about the life.
And laugh uproariously.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, Rich, is that a real car you're driving in, or is that artificial scenery going in the back? It's one of those jokes that builds.
It's funny
each
with
time
each time
you hear it. It just gets funnier.
Yeah, who are you with something? John Nicholas?
Okay, I wish
yes,
I would have.
I'm driving. I can drive because my eyes stay open. And I'm driving to New York right now.
What are you doing in New York, Rich?
Just going to do a spot, have a little dinner. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
Yes, I do. I like to do a spot.
Go ahead.
No, I'd like to do a spot and have some supper, too.
Yeah, maybe I'll drive over to 57th Street, do a little walkover, reminisce.
That's nice.
This is an exciting part of the
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. This is the best.
It's like, I might do a set, have something to eat. Oh, yeah, where are you going to eat? 70th. Yeah, it's really, you know, at first, I thought this show is going to be shit.
No.
But now it's picking up.
Let's be honest. You knew it was going to be good because of the guest list.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for the Nazi staff car to pull Voss over.
Oh, look in your driveway.
Watch in the back. Just see.
I can't believe, what are the odds that Anthony would bring up the word Nazi? He hasn't
well,
said
I'm just
that
saying.
Since yesterday.
100%.
Driving, I assumed. You know, you gotta watch out where you are.
Now, Rich, you've done a live Zoom thing. Let's Gilbert, when is your live Zoom? I think it's the 23rd, right? You're doing like a live performance
April
or something?
April 23rd, the set list. Where
What's
it's
the set
like,
list?
I'm gonna go on and they'll throw stuff at me and I have nothing prepared.
Oh.
So now if it sucks.
Hopefully it's rocks.
Yeah. See,
there you go.
Hold on.
No, let's practice because this is like my fucking wheelhouse. Let's start throwing stuff at each other and we'll just see what we got.
My microphone went out.
Oh.
Anyway, you get tickets on nowherecomedyclub.com.
Now, who picks the subjects?
Oh, I did them.
You did them.
Oh, no one's talking to you.
Yes, it's my show, though.
Boss is like doing a show on CB radio, so he needs to say over.
Speaking of over, how's your podcast going, Anthony?
Not bad, Rich.
Yeah.
Jesus, we got one guy doing nowhere comedy, which fits the fucking profile. And then it's over. What the fuck is this? Is this podcast the senior tour? This stinks. Except for Chipper. He's great.
Thanks.
And the skirt is good too.
Yeah. Thank you. That's Norton.
Jim. Oh. Yeah.
Now, Zia, hold on. Before we go any further, we've already discussed this. Are you wearing a brassiere?
Chip, I can't wear one all the time. They're like boob prisons. They're like itchy boob prisons. And my boobs don't deserve to be in prison. They deserve to be free.
Yeah, that would be don't abreast them. see, it's like they're abreast. I don't know.
It's not bad.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, I that bothers the other guests when the lady doesn't have a brassiere on. So I wanted to point it out.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, they don't like it. It's kind of unsavory, you know.
So we're celebrating 420, too. Everybody's getting, and we're going to practice the set list, too. So let's celebrate 420 and practice the set list. Is anybody else getting zooted?
Of course.
I don't really smoke weed. Oh, wow.
Chip's getting zooted right now.
Fucking zooted.
See, now with smoking that, the show might actually get funny.
Hold on a second.
Believe me, I wish I was on heroin right now. Don't laugh at anything that's
so
going
you can
on.
Sleep through it?
Yeah, I wish you were on flight 800. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Gilbert, you don't need any drug that's going to make you look like you're sleeping anymore. First of all, 420, what am I doing? Fucking Doug Benson's podcast?
Fuck yeah, I'm zooted, Rich. I'm fucked up. So let's practice. Now, what happens, Gilbert? Somebody throws a subject at you, and what do? We all riff? What do we do?
Sure. I have no idea. I've done it before.
Okay. So how about this? I'll throw a subject at you. Potatoes, go.
Oh, geez. Should I do my potatoes bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm known for.
All right, listen. I know it's hard. All right, boss, I'll give you one.
Okay, go.
Girls with no feet.
This podcast stinks. Go ahead.
Oh, God damn it, Rich. That's not helpful. All right. Nice. Anthony,
that's
I'll
what
give...
I'm saying. That's what girls with no feet would be saying right now. I don't think that.
Oh,
I don't
all right.
Think that.
I see.
All right.
Girls with no feet.
Okay, Z, I'm going to give you one.
Oh, geez.
Big peckers, riff.
What I like in my mouth. Oh, wow. That was not.
I'll be honest. That's the best riff we've heard.
She stole that joke from me.
Damn it.
Yeah, what are you, gay?
Me
you don't have to be gay to suck cock, you know?
Trust me, I hear that every night in my head.
Yeah.
Me and Gilbert were told.
In fact, I'm in a commercial. I'm in a commercial where the slogan is, you don't have to be gay to suck cock. Just like you don't have to be Jewish to love levies. Now you don't have to be gay to suck cock.
Thank the good Lord for that. I think I speak for Rich and somebody else in this room.
I speak for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When I say you don't have to be gay to suck cock.
He never said that.
What chapter of the Bible is that in? Leviticus.
It's in the scratch and sniff part Gilbert, of the Bible.
Gilbert, for old time's sake, do it in a duck voice. Come on.
I can't remember that far back.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that, too.
Oh, were you, Chip?
Yeah. Hold on a second. 420.
Oh, wait. It's more. What are you smoking
so
there?
After this.
I'm trying to see. Be careful.
Fucking reefer stick.
A reefer stick. Wow, he knows all the new hip language.
Chip's going to get the reefer using. Madness.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to jump out the window if I'm not careful. Oh,
yeah. I hope he rolled up asbestos.
No, because then I'd get sick and die.
Mesothelioma.
Oh, yeah, mesothelioma. Speak for yourself.
Good one. Good one.
So listen.
I thought 420 was how many listeners Pat Dixon has. 4 to 20.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Do we have inter-podcast wars going on? Shepperson is the puppet master.
Yeah, what is this?
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, all right. You
I'm
guys
just
have a little.
Ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, now, Gilbert, now what's going to happen? You're going to go on there and they're going to go, all right, Gilbert, here's your set list. And they give you subjects and you got to just kind of make up a joke on them.
And they'll do it in that voice.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
They'll go, hey, Gilbert, it's your set list.
Hold on a second. Because there's nothing worse than talking in a silly voice. I mean, how could you possibly do that? Hold on a second. All right, give me a subject and I'll fucking riff on it.
Oh, wow.
Any subject.
Who's going to give it to you?
Okay.
Some
gold hand.
How about, yes? Go ahead.
I was going to say a gold hand on a chain in a car.
Gold hand.
Oh, you're looking at that.
Yeah.
Wait.
Go ahead.
That's your
wife. I thought we were being hypnotized, but it's just Voss boring us to sleep.
That's his hand.
Oh, shit. That was good, Anthony. And now, this is fucking war. Hey, Gilbert,
war.
Gilbert, do Brennan. I mean Brennan.
To Brennan. Yeah, what's he gonna do him? Make sure that gets highlighted. Put that a little louder.
Yeah. That you put the finger in. That was it was subtle and clever.
Thanks, man. I appreciate we me and you ought to go on the road. That'll be a party. What, babe? What are you asking, Daddy?
No, I was just saying that's Chip. He's subtle and clever.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, that's the whole show.
That.
Yeah, of course.
That'll come out eventually.
That's really nice. Thanks. All right, so Anthony, let's do a little bit of riffing. Let's get Gilbert ready for his thing. We're all professional riffers. Let's do a little riffing.
All right.
Can't wait.
All right, name a subject, Ant, and then Voss will riff on it. Go.
COVID, Rich. Go ahead. COVID.
Yeah.
What I wish you had.
That's not very nice. I got it. I got the COVID, and I beat it. I beat it like John Wayne beat cancer.
I'm beating it right now.
Hold on a second. That sounds like you're talking about jerking off.
Yeah, well, that's Justin,
Rock Hudson beat AIDS, I beat it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, because he didn't. He passed away.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second. I got to get zooted.
He had friends up the ass, I heard.
420.
We got the COVID.
Oh, 420. More smoking. Look at you, Chip. Oh, this is terrible. I certainly hope you're not inhaling anything harmful, Chip.
I'm fucking zooted.
I hope you're inhaling rat poison.
Yeah, I hope you are.
Oh, wow. That's a comeback. Fucking,
you know, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
That's right. I don't take any bumps.
Until someone smokes rat poison.
Yeah, then we'll see. Yeah. Oh. Where are you, Gilbert? You got like a little tiny room there, like you're in a coffin.
Yes, I wish.
Yeah, up blood.
Yeah, like every minute I'm on this show, I think, God, I wish I was dead and sick.
Right. Hold on, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, it looks like you got those, what is that, a little movable partition thing there?
No, it's just a regular wall.
It's a movable partition.
Yes, I thought so, Gilbert. Like the old West ladies used to put their clothes over when they were whores.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I'm on cameo.com / Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, do you do Might cameos? I'd sure everything. Love one.
Yeah, what?
I'd love a cameo from Gilbert.
Well, it's easy. Okay. Cameo.com/... What is it? Sure, slash that, what, Gilbert? Gilbert?
Cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
There you go.
Yeah. You ever do a cameo for people for their birthday?
Gee, that's a new one. Yeah, I'll have to try that one of these days.
Yeah, it's fucking great. People want it for their birthdays. I do them a lot.
And to the first 100 people who get a cameo from me, they get a gold hand chain that's suitable for your car.
What everybody wants.
Well, Jesus Christ. So you're saying the 100th person in 3 years is going to get a gold hand chain?
No, he gets a lot of them.
I know. And Chipper, I didn't want to say this, but I love your new derby. I love that hat.
Derby.
What's your bladged?
Oh, God.
That's nice.
It's terrible.
Who'd you get that from, Laurel or Hardy?
Neither. They both passed away. I bought it in a store.
For a minute, I thought he really had you.
No, I'm fucking hot. But trust me, Gilbert. I know how to fucking do comebacks. Trust me. I'm the king of comebacks.
No, you're king of come on your back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you wouldn't say that if you were here looking at my back.
I can't keep up with this.
No, it's okay, man. We just have fun here. It's a party. You gotta rush around.
Who keeps still put shit on their rearview mirror? Like, who still does that? What are you, 10?
This is good luck. This is my hand to God. Oh, and I'll never do this podcast today.
Yeah,
that's the piece of gold that Schindler wouldn't use to save your family.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hey, listen to me.
Here it comes, Rich. Hold on, everybody. Rich, go ahead, Rich. Get him. No one say anything. Let me clear the field for a comeback.
It's going to be good.
Go ahead. Kill him.
Let me tell you something. I don't like that at all.
Oh, well,
there
right.
you go. Sometimes you honesty me. Is the best policy. Hey,
sometimes humor has no place in argument.
So
I have no place on this podcast. I'll tell you that.
So, Gilbert, why don't you wear yourself a Chip Chip and some podcast shirt on your live thing, like a cross promotion?
I'd rather wear hepatitis.
Can't wear hepatitis. It's a disease. Your turn. Oh,
literal chip.
Once again, you got him.
Yeah, I always know
he
how to do
he
it.
He thought he had you. You knocked him in his place.
Thanks, Gilbert. You prefer Gil or Gilbert or double G? Or GG, whatever you like, I'll call you.
Hey, Chipper, tell Gilbert. Or what? did you see Gilbert's documentary? It was fucking amazing. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was very good. As a matter of fact, Norton went to it, and he sat next to the guy from F Troop.
Oh, wait a minute. No. The dead guy?
Well, he was alive then.
Oh, yeah. Larry Storch is still alive, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Live shots, and he's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah. No, what's his name? Dobbs just died the other day.
Lou Dobbs?
The guy that played Dobbs, the bugle guy from F
Troop. Oh, yeah.
He was Dobbs on everything. Ferry?
He was, and wasn't, I think they said he was the father in
Turtles.
No, was he the father? Who's the father in
Robert
in,
Reed?
A teenage Werewolf.
Michael J. Fox?
No, he was the son.
Who was the father that you should take? Who was the father that used to take showers with their kids? Oh, that was Anthony.
You asshole.
That's true, by the way. Gilbert, did you know that when Anthony was a boy, his father would bring him into the shower and teach him how to soap up?
Yeah. One time, Dad, when I was a little kid, and he was teaching us my brother how to shower because we just took baths, and he's like, "No, you got to take a shower now. Enough of this bath nonsense."
Did he take extra concern, going? Here, and here's how you wash your balls. You'll do it a few times.
He grabbed the back of Anthony's head like a sponge and put soap on his little young face scrubbed his scrotum with it.
And when you got in the shower, did he give you the candy corn he promised?
Oh, God, candy corn. I got Snickers bars.
The documentary's called Gilbert.
It's so good.
It's a
great documentary.
What's it about?
Don't mistake it with Gilbert Grape, which is also a documentary.
Yeah.
That's true. Or Gilbert, the cartoon. That was my favorite.
Right, right.
Good one.
Thanks,
not that
Ben.
Either.
Get yourself a mug.
Anthony, if you have kids, Anthony, will you take a shower with them just to keep it going in the family?
No, of course I wouldn't, Rich.
Might as well. He does it with other people's kids. Mama, Uncle Tony clean where the poo come out.
With his tongue.
These are all false allegations.
Mama, Uncle Tony clean where the poo come out. It hurt.
I will not stand for these accusations that are well past the statute of limitation.
Mama, Uncle Tony wash my bottom.
Anthony, how's the sale of your house going?
I'm still working on it. We had some people in today. I want to get out of New York. I hate this state.
You have to drop the price?
Yeah.
You ought to raise it.
Raise. That's what Trump does.
Make it on it.
Will you take your statues with you off the lawn, or do they come with the house, the statues?
Down south, the statues I have come with the house, yes.
No, but there's a big controversy about those. Have you heard?
Yes, I have, Chip.
Yeah, there's a big conflict about them fucking statues.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fuck. Swear to God.
Right. I hope you're getting pulled over.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
If you're getting pulled over, could you maybe darken your skin a little bit? Because I really want to see it.
Or just turn the lights off and yell at him and say, "You'll never take me alive, copper."
Shit.
Oh, Jesus. I'm in bumper to bumper traffic.
Oh, don't that. It's like a fucking daisy chain, but with cars.
Oh, that was a good one.
Man, and this is my favorite time of the day doing this podcast, and it's sitting in traffic.
Now you're stuck in traffic? Oh, is that a shame.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not, you're not, never mind.
Careful, Ant, there's someone back there. Careful. Careful, the person behind you. Careful, there's somebody behind you. So
I'm alone in the house. What happened?
Who have you interviewed recently on Gilbert's
you
Big
have
Podcast?
A personality. You're alone in the house because you started talking, you fucking idiot. Shut your mouth. Sorry. That's okay.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Wow. I know. That's because you guys were attacking me in the beginning, and I came in just to be a nice guy.
That's right. That's right. He did. He came in to be a nice guy, and Gilbert and Rich, Gilbert and Anthony were attacking him.
Yes. They were being mean, and me, and I look up to those.
You look up to anybody. You're a little fella. Who have you interviewed on your podcast, Gilbert? Who have you had recently?
Oh, the guy from F Troop who just died.
It was a slower episode, you know.
We wanted him to start gasping for hair at the beginning. It brings the audience in.
You made him bugle again like he did on F Troop, and one of his lungs came out into the bugle and he died.
Except you stood over him and you lowered your pecker in his mouth and said, "Go ahead, bugle on this." And he was old and he didn't know it wasn't a bugle. He was blowing into it.
Larry Storch is outliving them all.
We had John Sebastian on.
Who's John Sebastian?
He was at Woodstock.
Oh, yes. I thought he was in The Little Mermaid.
Didn't he sing Welcome Back, Cotter?
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Okay. You talk
wasn't he the guy in Animal House on the stairs with the guitar?
No, we had him too.
Oh, he's the other guy. I always confuse them.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
We
you
had
heard
Michelle
that song?
Phillips.
Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Get Kaz Elliott. Then I'll be impressed.
There's children starving, and she wasted half that sandwich.
Yeah. Get somebody that hasn't slept with their dad.
Oh, well, nobody on this podcast.
Well, you know, who knows where that shower took
That's
them.
That's Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah, Mackenzie Phillips. Yep. John Phillips was her father.
And there were allegations of some inappropriate sexual relations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they weren't. They just said he fucked her.
Yeah.
But there was nothing inappropriate about it. They just said he was shoving his dick in her. That's all.
Okay.
And, you know, for you to be to call judgment on this and say it's inappropriate, that's
right.
Your problem.
It's very un 2021 of me. I should
you don't have any children. You don't know what love is.
I should be tolerant of incestuous rape.
It wasn't rape. She was like 19. She wasn't a kid. She was older.
And the way she was dressing, she was asking for it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, have you seen her in American Graffiti?
You know, I preferred Cindy Williams in that movie. And God, wasn't Dreyfuss good? I mean, I know we're here to have a few laughs, but we can also dole out a compliment.
Ronnie.
Okay, we're all waiting.
He was very good in that movie.
No joke.
What, Jaws?
No.
You did. See, no, I'm starting to think there's some sarcasm here, and he doesn't think he was very good in American Graffiti.
No, he was actually very good.
You think he was still honing his craft as far as an actor goes, Chip?
No, he was very good. I can't take it anymore. Sober. Hold on.
Oh, wait. He's smoking a lot. 420. It's that face you make when you inhale like that, Chip.
That's what it's like to get stoned. Gilbert, did you ever get high?
Yeah. And I don't know. Last time I tried, do they still call it a joint?
I call it the devil's lettuce.
Okay. Last time I smoked the devil's lettuce, I don't know. It gets me too paranoid.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
What happens? What were you thinking when you were high? Were you thinking like they're coming to get me?
That I'd be on a podcast with a guy with round glasses and a white hat.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
It was hard. It must have been mixed with PCP to have a horrible image like that.
Wait a minute. That's what I look like.
There's no way he's talking about you, Chip, though. This podcast is a delight.
Thanks, babe. Well, I appreciate it.
Where did she come from? I didn't remember. Look who's talking.
That's not very nice.
Twitter. The fans on Twitter love her, and I retweet.
Hold on a second. There's nothing worse than when you insult somebody and then you compliment them after. Nobody likes when you try to be nice. She's a piece of garbage. Bro, kidding aside, I did follow her on Instagram. No one cares.
It's like Rickles. He's trying to be like Don Rickles.
I wish he was.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm only...
No. He'd drop N-bombs and call Asian people... horrible thing, and then he'd be like, but we're all, you know, we're all brothers and sisters together, and everyone go, okay, I guess that's okay, Rickles.
Wait, hey, what are you, a hockey puck or something?
Yeah.
I loved when he would say, and the Chinese guy in the third row, and I go, is there a Chinese guy in the third row?
I think he was bamboozling us with the Chinese guy in the third row.
I think so too. I think he was just telling a fucking fib.
Well, we finally exposed him.
Yeah, we sure did, but a little bit too late. You know, I mean, still
gonna run him. Throw away all those Dean Martin roasts now.
Right now, Jeff Ross is rolling over in his living room.
You know, sometimes what I like
sure
to do,
the shower.
I like to fucking. Sometimes I like put on the roast and kind of roast along like I'm there too, and my jokes are always better.
Oh, of course.
Wow. That's deep.
Thanks.
You fantasize about that?
Yeah, I really do.
People are cheering for you like Rupert Pupkin?
No, they're just cheering for me because I'm very good.
Sorry.
It's not very nice.
I'm sorry.
But listen, all kidding aside, we were joking before about like pubic hair and whatnot. Yo, but I got to ask you a personal question. This is not about sponsorship, but do you shave down there?
Yeah, it's sometimes I shave little faces down there, too.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Fuck it. Let's talk about Manscaped, because they're a sponsor to this program. Now, my pubic hair, when I was, a lot of times I wouldn't shave, and the pubic hair would go higher than my pecker. And a girl told me that it was, she would touch it. It was like a wet shrub with
like
my pecker in the middle.
Like elephant grass.
Oh wait, babe, what's that noise?
This is the shaver, the Manscaped like shaver razor thing. It vibrates. That's exciting. Second of all, this is very pleasant. I feel like I can put it on my hand. You don't hurt yourself. This is going to be very nice to shave with.
Would you shave your,
And it even comes with cologne.
Yeah.
For your balls.
There's ball toner too.
Oh, so great.
You can shave it. You can put some toner on your
balls. And a traveling bag.
What does toner do?
Toner tones your balls up. They're all wrinkled. No one likes wrinkled balls.
You don't want
Can everyone
balls.
Be quiet and just let her say the word balls as many times as
Yeah, she says it so lovely, doesn't she? And can a lady shave down there with that, babe?
Yeah, absolutely. You bet that's what I'm going to be shaving with from
now
on.
Hey, could you say cock also?
Yeah, go ahead. You could try. You want me to say? I'll say cock.
That's hot, Chip.
Thanks, babe.
It's
got a headlight on it?
Yeah, it does.
Like, where are you going with that?
You can see everything. This is amazing.
You don't know the tactical light like on a shotgun.
Trust me, you need it, because when I finally shaved, I was on a date with a girl and she grabbed my pubes and she said it was like leafy. And she's like, go in there and shave, Chipperson. But because the pubic hair was a little higher, I got all crazy with the razor and I wound up scraping the head and having to go to hospital and get 17 stitches.
Oh, on the head?
It wasn't a Manscaped product. That's why you got to get Manscaped so you can see what you're doing down there.
Turn that around.
You don't want to get 17 stitches on the head of your cock.
No, not at all.
Thank
babe.
You.
You're welcome.
Start looking like a Buddha doll.
Now, hold on a second. Man, it's dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming game, because you look stupid with a bunch of hair. Perfect Package 3.0 kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit, it comes with the essential look. The lawnmower. It's waterproof, cordless body trimmer. You can just hop in the shower, shave yourself. At least I think you can. If you get electrocuted, don't come yelling at Chipperson.
Battery powered. I think you're okay.
Oh, you probably are. It's the best trimmer on the market, and you can trim the hedges. Babe, you know what that means.
Yeah, you gotta trim your down there area.
Yeah, by your cuda.
Yep. Mm-hmm. By your
By your pecker. So Gilbert, how long do you keep your pubes?
Well, I keep them in a jar. I preserve them. I usually hold them in the freezer so they don't.
You could auction those off.
You got to put the little bit of the little bit of a ball scent on there. That's nice when balls smell. Nothing makes a Norton fall in love with a girl faster than something like nice smelling balls.
Lady, a nice lady.
Oh yeah,
it's important.
He's the only one that would give that to a girl on Valentine's Day for your balls, m'lady. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHIP20 at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. You got to use CHIP20. 2021, okay. You still got Bush, you piece of garbage. Get with the times. It's not 1975.
Chipper, tell him you get a nice traveling bag with the kit, too.
Do you get a traveling bag?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what my father would call my mother, you know. Hold on a second.
Say, where's it going? Okay, anyway.
The toiletry bag.
Oh, you get the Crop Reviver, the ball toner, and the refined cologne. You can add it to your arsenal. The perfect package, performance package purchase. Two free gifts. Oh, you're right. The Shed Travel Bag, $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxes. 20% off and free shipping with the code CHIP20. Manscaped.com. Thanks a lot, Rich. I didn't even see that part.
You can put my makeup in here.
Not only that, Chipper, you could get that and break it down to 10 different gifts to give to people.
But I wouldn't want to
read
it. How
cheap are you?
Stereotypes apart.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
I was just throwing that to Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Cheapo.
I understand that. You know, you got to appreciate the sponsors. They really do take care of this podcast. Okay, now we're back.
Oh,
sorry, babe. I didn't mean to put that one up.
That's okay, Chip.
No, let me put my merchandise back up. That's what people want to see.
That's way more what people want to see. So. It's some cool merchandise.
Okay, good. All right, so Gilbert, who are you going to have coming up on your podcast? Let's talk.
Oh, I have no idea.
I love it. Yeah, well, I don't know.
All right, let's pretend we're doing your podcast. Interview me. Believe me.
We're gonna. Al Roker's gonna be on, and Weird Al Yankovic.
On the same one. That's gonna be the wheels are gonna come off. Believe me.
Too many Al's.
You're going through the A's, just all Al's.
Yeah, Al. Yeah, fucking. Who's next? Al Bundy. Al Capone. Fuck who? Alcoholic. Is alcoholic here?
And Andy Griffith will be on.
Fucking yeah. Who's next? Axl Rose. Yeah. Fucking.
Then Francis Bouvier will be coming on with him.
Oh, you ought to get Jacqueline Bouvier. Oh no, she passed away.
Jacqueline Bouvier. She was wearing a hat like yours in a few pictures. That stupid hat.
Yeah, a little fucking pillbox number. Goddamn Skippy.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. What a target that would make, right?
No, that's not very nice. Missed.
Was he trying to hit her too? I don't know.
That's nice. Tilted to the side. So what?
I had Chris Hansen on today. You know the.
Oh no! He just came into your house for what?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay.
He just happened to be where I showed up.
Okay, hold on. Now, Chris Hansen.
Full of vodka and condoms.
Yeah. Sorry. Fucking.
And a six pack of Zima.
Okay. Okay. Now, Gilbert, I know you got something. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Hey, Anthony, when you had Chris Hansen, did your girlfriend offer him cookies?
Yeah, because he does the show. For anybody not sure,
right.
He does the Catching a Predator show or the other one. So now, Gilbert, picture this. Fucking Anthony, Chris Hansen, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
I think
you know
wants
what
you to
I
riff.
Liked about that show is that they'd have these, like, really nerdy child molesters as opposed to the cool child molesters.
Yeah.
As opposed to those child molesters that you look at and go, God, I wish I was that guy.
Yeah. Hey, shortcake. Hey.
And when they leave the house, like about 20 cops had to wrestle him to the ground. It's like, yeah. I could have wrestled that guy to the ground.
And you ever notice nobody ever got upset that the cops were using a little too much force on the guy?
No.
Yeah, no one noticed.
Yeah, because right then the guy was coming, so he fucking
went. Dude, I remember one time the cops showed up and they fucking broke into the hotel room. And they're like, they fucking threw these guys into handcuffs. They took all the camera equipment down. They broke up the lights. They fucking took me into the other room. They put a little robe on me and they're like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm starring in a movie.
They messed up your big break, Chip.
Yeah, they did. They said I was the best little 6-year-old actor in town.
Jesus.
I liked when they had those guys that were the repeat. I mean, it's one thing to be a repeat offender, but when they come back to the same house where Chris Hansen caught them before, and you'd go, wouldn't you think twice about that house?
One of the cops was dressed like a Bush, and you're thinking, if you're a molester and you see a Bush moving in the driveway, wouldn't it be time to turn around? I'm in the tunnel right now.
Believe me, if I see somebody dressed like a Bush, I'm going to take out my Manscaped, you know.
There you go, Chip.
Thanks, babe. That's how you show the sponsors appreciation.
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, did you find a co-host yet?
I don't really need one. I have Gavin McInnes doing the show with me on Wednesday, and then Nick DiPaolo on Monday. I do that. I'm just going to kind of have rotating, sit on it and rotate hosts.
You want to get me in that show? Believe me, I'll go crazy in there.
I wouldn't mind Chip coming on.
Sure. Yo, but when are you having me on your podcast? We'll break the internet.
Just picturing Chip ass on the internet now.
Yeah.
You're in the tunnel, Rich?
Yeah, I'm in
the
tunnel.
Paris.
I see a comedy can't escape.
See, I was being nice asking you about your podcast because I'm very concerned.
Why?
I don't need a co-host. I'm good. I know what I'm saying on the air.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll do Tuesdays for 500.
$500.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy right now. I'll take Tuesdays for 500.
Oh, I wish you were next to Alec Trebek.
I love doing Anthony's podcast.
It's fun. Yeah.
Hold on, Gilbert, what are you reading?
Oh.
Hopefully it's your obituary.
To go watch the set list on YouTube.
Yep.
Okay. And this one I can't make out.
Smooth as silk.
Edison.
Really?
Yeah, Edison. He invented
smooth as silk.
The light bulb or something.
The way you do it, people never
even
know it's
coming. He's going to be our next. We're having Thomas Edison on. He's going to be the youngest guest we've had on that podcast.
He's bumping Nikola Tesla so he could come on and destroy his life. Edison was a prick. He really was.
Yeah. Who's next? Ben Franklin or something?
George Washington.
Yeah, fucking George Washington. Let's riff on him for a little while, like run the set list. Go ahead, Ant. What do you got on George Washington?
Fuck him.
Fuck him is right.
George Washington.
That wooden-toothed asshole.
Yeah, nobody shuts me up. I'll say it right here and now. Fuck George Washington.
You're not kidding. Fuck him, too, because I happen to like cherry trees. How come he hasn't been canceled?
Fuck that guy. I'm willing to say shit no one says.
Fuck yeah.
I fucking speak my mind. Fuck George Washington.
That's right. Every time I see a dollar bill, I curse at him. God, Gilbert, your turn. Daddy's going to spark up a J.
You look really cool when you smoke, Chip. You got the coolest face.
Hey, can you say I love Jew cock?
I love your cock.
I'll take it.
Go ahead, babe. Just say it for Gilbert.
Do I want that out there on the internet?
Oh, yeah, it's true. I'll be knocked. All of a sudden, your phone's going to be ringing. You know, you don't need to.
Just if I said it would, get if his I said number it would and give be... a call and say it to him over the phone.
Yeah. What, Rich?
Can you say, I love Jew cock, fuck George Washington?
And his Jew cock.
Because he did have a Jew cock.
That's not true.
You people knew that.
Yeah. Told the truth about it. He was very honest.
Oh, God damn.
Remember he chopped the cherry tree down and they were asking him about it. And he's like, I cannot tell a lie.
What a load of shit that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. He's so full of shit. That was another one. And what did Lincoln do aside from, you know, that fucking thing?
The $5 bill.
No, he said something like, it wasn't the cherry tree thing, but wasn't there Honest Abe story about him too?
Yep. What happened was they said, hey, Abe, what are you doing here in this brothel? I thought you were married. And he said, Mary is fat and she's batshit crazy. Now, toot on my pecker, you goose. And they're like, he's honest.
She got a man middle name. And I can't fucking.
What was her middle name? Jeff? Oh, Mary Todd.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
Mary Todd Bridges. He was fucking her. She overdosed on crack or something.
Mary Todd. Used to call it, he'd give her the old Lincoln log.
I think it was Mary Gary Coleman Lincoln. That's it.
Mary Gary Coleman Lincoln.
Okay. How about this one? Wait.
Champ.
Wait, who's the good character? Because I want to tie it into you host. You talked to the Welcome Back Carter song guy.
Yeah.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Or Horseshack.
Arnold Horseshack.
Yeah. Passed away recently.
Nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Was mean-spirited. I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
Now, Horseshack and Robert Hedges both died the same year. And when they did like the year-end memorial on like the Grammys, they just got a shot with the two of them.
Yeah, and it was the ground, and the ground was saying, "Welcome back." You know, because they were buried in it and shit. Apologies.
Welcome back, Rotter.
Hey, Rich, what was your favorite joke that Mr. Carter told at the end of the episode? My mother would come in, and she used to love it. She used to love Boom Boom Washington. She'd go, Chippery's on, grab me the zucchini. What was your favorite joke at the end that he told?
God damn it, I'll never be able to do the set list. My favorite joke was I got nothing. Sorry, I'm in New York.
Oh, you went through the tunnel with good reception, though. All kidding aside, we got a little tip of the hat for your service provider.
I have not, you know what? I got to run, and I brought nothing this time to the podcast, but it was
driving.
It was a pleasure that I got to do it with Gilbert because I haven't seen him in so long. And he has the nicest, most loveliest wife on the planet. And Anthony is my favorite Gestapo podcast announcer. out of all the Gestapo, listen to me. Anthony knows how to throw a pool party.
Yeah, he sure does.
Voss, you are a fool.
Hey, why don't you just stop over and see me sometime, you know?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Stop over my house just to say hi.
He's the only... Fucking Anthony's hailing a cab all day long.
No, but Rick, that looks like Zig Heiling.
Oh, Chip, you're so astute.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, got me. Wow.
It's all that.
Don't forget to watch Gilbert on the set list.
Yes, April 23rd.
No one cares. Anyhow.
Nowhere Comedy Club. Yeah. At comedyclub.com. Comedy Club. Nowhere Comedy Club. .com.
The man plugs smooth as silk.
And can I just say until then, fuck George Washington.
Rich, thanks for coming on. I didn't expect you to even stay. I figured he was only coming on for a few.
Well, I just got, are you kidding me? I got to listen to this greatest podcast on earth. I got to be part of it.
Which blood?
If this doesn't go on my, if this doesn't go on my resume, to me, nothing goes on it.
Because well, I think it's going to be the latter.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, listen, I have, what am I going to plug? Nothing. Because
yeah,
I,
where
I'm
can people hear your wife hates your podcast?
Oh, on, I think we're on Laugh Button. Is that what we're on? We're on some network.
Okay.
And,
it's a really good
and listen, I know. Wait, no, yeah. I'd like to plug your mouth. Anyhow.
Come on, I'm the host. Don't talk to me that way.
With that Jew cock.
He's.
When I call it, it comes out Jew cock. But anyhow, this Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Atlantic City Comedy Club at the Claridge, where Anthony has done shows, and
that's
it's a fantastic
good place.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun over there.
Friday and Saturday. Come out. Out because I might fail on a fly-by-night podcast, but I don't fail on stage.
Hey, come on, you're doing that podcast every week. Don't say that about yourself. You and Bonnie work hard. Why do they always call it fly-by-night? Why don't they fly by the day? Forget it, Rich. We're gonna riff for a little while on expressions.
All right. Also, well, Bonnie's on fire. She sold a show that she created for Jessica Curzon.
Wait,
she created a show for her.
What's the show called?
I'm married to an idiot.
No, it's about Jessica, not about me.
Oh,
my
it's
God.
Called My Friend is Married to an Idiot.
Oh, well, listen, this has been the highlight. And
yes.
Listen, I would love to come back on. I'll talk to your producer and maybe set something up for when I'm in my house.
That'd be nice. Thanks for coming on. Rich told me he was driving, but I'm like, fuck it. Oh, he's fucking clicked off that piece of garbage. You know,
I
all right.
The next person he sees is a fireman with the jaws of life.
Yeah, opening it up as he's fucking in pain or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Like Tiger Woods, they had to pull him out like that.
Yeah, they did. He was doing 87 miles an hour. Did you hear that?
Yeah, so yeah. Irresponsible.
Wait, crazy. Babe, I didn't even notice your background. What is that?
That's you, Chip.
I didn't even notice. It says the Chipper.
That's the Chipper. Like the Witcher, but the Chipper. And trust me, you want to be like the Witcher. He's pretty cool. Not as cool as Chipper, but.
Thanks, babe. Yeah. That's why she's good to me.
Jeremiah
Metzger
made this.
Is this a platonic relationship between you two?
Well, I mean, we don't like to kiss and tell.
And Chip has repeatedly told me that he likes to keep things professional, so I try to respect his wishes.
There you go.
Yeah, it's hard, but
don't shit where you eat.
Exactly.
No, usually it's the same thing if you're Norton. We're on a plate. So yeah, it's a very professional relationship. Yes. I got to ask you something, Gilbert. Have you ever been like involved with anybody you were working with in what would be considered a sensual way?
Yeah, me and Eddie Murphy.
Ooh, there's a news story. Tell what happened. Did you really fuck Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
That's fucking pretty cool. I'm not gay or nothing, but I would.
That's gay.
No, it's not. It's respect. Like, hold on. Let me ask you a question. If you had to, if they said you got to take one man's pecker and just hold it in your mouth for a few minutes.
I'd say, what? Only one? What is this? A dictatorship?
Yeah, a dictatorship. Fuck yeah, Norton. Okay, so Aunt, you didn't name anybody. If you had to name one.
Oh, God, let's see.
It would have to be a pretty...
Who would you? What cock wouldn't you suck?
Yeah, Aunt. Yeah, Aunt.
See, you got a cock.
I don't think she does. She's a lady.
Don't I have some plastic ones? Does that count?
Oh, there you go. What about that?
Do that, yeah.
Do they have little straps on them, or do you just for yourself?
No, just for myself.
What are you? What is it? 1965?
I know. That's trust me. That's what I keep trying to say. But
yeah, you got to get one with a belt on it. Put it right into the hiney until the belt touches the cheek.
Oh, hey. Do you have experience with this ship?
That's how you know you're pulling it out with a log on it. When the belt buckle, when he goes, ow, the belt buckle's cold on my backside. You'll know it's all the way in there and you're pulling out a hole. It's going to look like the fucking Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Let there be blood.
Oh, no.
Even though it's about oil, the title works.
Lactari substance, yeah.
Would you ever do that, babe?
Would you ever do that? Would you ever put on a belt and just shove it in a guy's hiney?
If someone asked me to, yeah.
That's a
anyone?
Fucking...
Well.
Someone. Yeah. All you need to do is ask. That's
yeah. Right. How about somebody with a big Italian kitchen behind them?
some extra nice curtains. Yeah.
Yeah, little tiny useless curtains.
Yeah, fucking, you could hold on to them like that, like you're doing something.
Yeah.
Take one in the rump. Let me ask you, I'm not even trying to be gay. Gil, all kidding aside, you ever shit on a dick?
Yeah, no, you don't have to try to be gay. I don't think it takes much effort on your part.
Not me. Trust me, I'm stuck with him. It ain't me.
Try to be gay. I tried. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the second that cock goes in your mouth, you're doing it.
I know, you sure are. And you want to say something, but you can't. So it just comes out like, and tell if you're unhappy or if you're thanking them. So Zia, whatever happened with your girl date? Now, Gilbert, Zia had a girl date that we haven't, I don't think, had a big follow-up on.
We did have a girl date, so it got canceled on. So she didn't come over and we didn't watch a movie.
Stood up.
So yeah, I got stood up, but we did end up meeting. I'm so rude, right? We did end up meeting later for lunch.
Ooh.
What is that code for?
Yeah, wait. What? Say that again.
Later for lunch.
What was on the menu?
Carpet.
Did you eat at the Y? Remember that one?
Yeah, what did you have for lunch? A plate of clits or something?
Really good
chip. Not
on the nose at all.
Oh my god.
Chip showing off that.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, babe. So what happened on your girl date? Where'd you go for lunch?
We just went to a little like brunch place and got some eggs and stuff. Yeah, it was. You okay, Chip?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a date. It sounds like any time two girls get together to.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it ended up being.
The movie on the couch sounded like it could have gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what, you know. Also, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't really have to put clothes on. If you don't want to.
Jesus.
Yeah. One of your brakes wind under the Afghan, you lift it, it wafts up to the next girl.
That's the mating call, Chip. Yep.
It sure is. A couple of cooters under there.
He's like, ooh, where did that come from? Yeah. Searching for the where that came from.
Yeah, you got two options.
You're right. It could have been a queef.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So any... you're going to follow up, have another
one? We're going to go get our nails done, but that never happened. God. But
sounds like she wants to be friends.
Yes, yeah, terrible dates.
I know. These are bad dates. I got to find more date-worthy ladies, apparently.
Where'd you meet her, babe?
I met her through my husband. I met her through Nick.
Oh,
he She's trying so hard.
Sure is.
Get that threesome going, and she's doing nails and getting fucking diner food.
Yeah, you're not taking the hint well, Zia.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So what did you and her do, babe? Oh, we had a stew. You ever have a threesome?
Like, okay, great. Have I ever? No.
No, but you would, right?
I would, yeah.
Aunt, you ever have a threesome?
Yeah, it cost me over $1 million.
Yeah, you're
that's right. My stupid wife. I had to pay dearly for that one. No. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't think I was being very attentive to her.
No, were you ignoring her there in the bed?
Oh my God, it wasn't really a threesome. I let my wife kind of watch me fuck another girl.
Just reach over and diddle feet.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. One side of the bed was from here to eternity, passion, and the other side's like, that's not enough.
It's basically like that same sound when a cartoon character starts to run.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yo, but you ever have a threesome?
Not in my life.
No. You didn't like it?
No, never had a threesome. Now I'm starting to sound like Red Buttons. And he never had a threesome.
Red Buttons. Look at Zia. She don't know what the fuck that. She don't know Red Buttons.
He had a big dick. And he never had a threesome. He could fuck all night. And he never had a threesome.
And then he would go, well.
No. I think that's Jack Benny you're doing. Old Rochester. Yeah.
So now you never had a threesome. Would you ever do it if you had the opportunity?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, I'm not if another guy was involved.
I don't mean when you're on cleanup duty.
Devil's three-way? Nah.
Yeah, man. Devil's three-way. Yeah, that's a hot one. But you got to fight over who's cleaning it up because Chipperson's tired of cleaning.
Oh. Yeah, you've been in that situation before, Chip?
Oh, old Boston Cream Mouth, they would call me.
Oh, no. How come you had to clean that up?
He was much bigger.
Oh, okay.
He was a bigger guy. So wait, so Gilbert, you'd rather do it with two ladies, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
No, of course.
No, two guys. Yeah.
Three Jew cocks. No waiting.
Yeah.
It would have to be three Jew cocks. It would be me and the Three Stooges.
Yeah. I'll bet you Shemp had a much bigger one than Curly Joe.
I bet Shemp was the one with the big, thick cock.
Yeah. Yeah. Curly had a small one, and Curly Joe Besser didn't have a nice peck of it.
Curly had that thing where his fat pubis would swallow the cock.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Had to manscape it.
And then Larry Fine had a little micro penis. Infantilism.
No, I'll bet you he had a 5-incher and half of it had a callus from being slapped.
And when Larry would fuck Curly in the ass, Curly would go, nah, ah, ah, ah.
Hey, put that on. I feel like a stooge.
Yeah, and when they fuck Shemp in the ass, you go, heep, 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 heep.
Chip's got something good.
Hey, I'll fuck you in the ass. I'm warning you. Hey, I'm warning you.
It's pretty good.
It's just a Billy West ripoff.
Hey.
And when he'd fuck him in the ass, they do a funny sound effect.
Why am I picturing this?
Wait, what sound effect? Like, fart? Fart?
The same one they use when a pickaxe hits a girlie on the head.
Oh, bunk. Bunk.
That was the pilot episode. They changed formats a little when the horrified moviegoers ran from the theater.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman stayed behind though.
They were like, no, this is a talkie, you know, something.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that, Chip.
Thanks. Hey, I'm a big Chaplin guy. Did you know that the little boy in the Chaplin movie grew up to be, he was Boris Karloff. Did you know that?
I never heard that one.
Yep. Careful, babe. You don't want your chest to fall out.
Sorry, you're right.
That's good work, Chip. Thanks.
Good catch, Chip. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, fucking idiot.
The one moment of fun we could have had on this podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't want Gilbert to get upset. I apologize, but a breast was almost coming out, and I couldn't have that.
Sorry, Gilbert. Sorry, Chip. Oh, sorry, Aunt.
Man. It's okay. Well, good work, all right, Chip. So Gilbert, you plug in. Before we wrap up, let's plug everybody proper, and don't take that the wrong way.
Curly.
Now you're doing.
Let's plug it like you're plugging Curly Joe Dorita's head.
Wait, and then he would go, "Hey, I'm Mo." Oh,
just the worst.
You didn't like that one?
It's so embarrassing.
Like Chip. That's good.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, with Stooges, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about Abbott and Costello?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Imagine if they were like having a threesome with you. Let's do something with that.
Who are they having a threesome with?
Gilbert, because he was having it with the other guys before. Now how about Abbott and Costello?
And then I'd fuck Costello in the ass and he'd go,
Abbott, he's trying to.
What are you saying? That he tried to fuck you in the ass?
He's trying to
Then he'd come in and he'd be like, like, what do you mean he's on first, you know?
Oh, I can't do this.
You know, something like that. You ever see the who? Yeah. Who's from first?
Who's on first? Sure. Yeah. It's a classic bit.
Yeah. So that would be like what would probably happen, you know?
Yeah. I can see it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good now one, you're doing too. A company. Now, what's the company you're working for?
What?
What's the company?
Set list, April 23rd. Get tickets on nowherecomedyclub.com, or you could get a video shout out from me by going to cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay, that's absolutely cool. We should do them for each other.
All these great ideas going to waste.
Zia, where can everybody see you on Zia Land? By the way, now that this is on video, Gilbert Show is only in 5 days from now because it's now April 18th. So 5 days from now, you could see the show.
Right.
Don't miss out.
Don't be mad at her, Aunt.
No, you're sucking snot through your nose. It's disgusting.
I couldn't help it.
That was
a big joker. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're not kidding. Now, Zia, you're Zia Land, right?
Yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, you can go. It's at Zia_Land. It's XIA_Land and twitch.tv/Zia Land if you want to watch any of my streams. And then also if you want to check out It's Eric Nagel with Eric Nagel, that is anywhere that you find podcasts.
You ever do Eric Nagel's show, Gilbert?
I don't remember.
Like who?
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Did a little chubby kid ask you stupid questions?
Yeah. So
I'm
if you
teasing.
Had
I love
if you only
it.
Had one sock, how many Funko Pops would you put in it?
No, I
break
love
his
the
studio
little...
with a bat. Piece of
I
garbage.
Love the little son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't too, hurt man. One hair on his empty head.
His empty frosted head. Yes.
So, Ant, let's plug the Compound. Let's really get business moving.
Compoundmedia.com, of yep. course. My show is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And then we got Comedians of the Compound. We're going out doing gigs. Let me see. Next Friday. No, this won't be next
What
Friday.
Do you got?
I don't
what
know.
What gigs you got?
We go to comediansofthecompound.com. And you'll find all our gigs there. We're doing Austin, Texas. I know that on May 14th and 15th at the Vulcan place. What is that?
Oh, Mr. Spock's house.
No, it's not Mr. Spock. But I'm doing a Rogan show on the 13th also.
Joe Rogan. We're doing that together. I sent no, Joe an email.
Not. We're not, Jim. No, you didn't.
I did so. I sent him an email.
What did he say?
I just told him I'm coming in. I'm like, believe me, get all the elk meat you can. We're going to make sandwiches. You know, it's going to be great.
Sandwiches.
Dying to have me on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll you talk know, about it, I'm sure.
Get all fucking cheeved up like that.
He does like smoking the cheeb.
Yep. I'll be perfect for the show. You ever do Joe Rogan show, Gilbert? I'll get you on.
You got a special in?
Yeah. How come you don't want to do his show?
I've done his show.
Oh, what'd you guys talk about?
Cock.
We got to cut that out because they're going to think that we're all gay.
Oh.
Not
That's
gay.
Good. That's the very now. It's very today and with it, yo.
Yeah, I guess it is really popular, but my mother always said it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
She came up with that. Nice.
Yeah.
Very original.
Okay. Yeah, well, this was a lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun.
I'm sure everybody enjoyed it and appreciate Rich Voss chiming in.
Oh, I forgot he was even on.
Yeah. He was only going to come in for a few minutes. Quick. He wound up staying the whole fucking video. Now we got 3 and 2. It's all small because of Voss.
He screwed up. Yeah, the placement.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right, listen. Let's count down. Now, Gilbert, do you know how we close the show?
No, but I like the idea of closing this show.
Hold on. Me too, believe me. Hold on a second.
I was looking forward to closing this show when it first came on.
But wait, why? Did you like the Manscaped commercial?
That was good.
I hope they stick around.
I'm going to go Ladyscape later.
Yeah, you really Whoa. Should, babe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's hot.
I see what holds this whole show together.
What?
See, you're talking about the lady scaping.
Doing dirty things to herself down there and whatnot. Who else is on your thing? There's me, there's you, and who else is that? Zia on your
Wait,
picture.
Wait, where? Oh, that's Karen. I know, I'm like messing. See, look at Karen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you hook up with Karen?
I have a girl crush on Karen. I love her.
Yeah, she's sexy. You know her, Gilbert? You ever do a podcast on the sofa? Karen Feehan. She does a podcast on a sofa.
I no? don't know. I don't remember.
Gilbert doesn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yes. No. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Fifth, I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah, it's better than drinking one. You know, that's what my old friends would say.
Fuck.
All right, listen, I appreciate the opportunity to have you on. And yeah, the opportunity. And tell him how we count down, babe. Tell Gilbert so he's a part of the crew.
You pick a number. And then when you get to one, we all say Chippy Kaye. Now, this part's important. Futhamuckas, because we don't like to be vulgar on this
yeah.
show. We definitely don't
all
like
the
to
cursing
say
out.
Cock a whole bunch, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know?
That's getting cut. All the yeah. dirty words are getting cut.
Be a short show.
Yeah. So here we go. We'll count down and then we'll all say Chippy Kaye Father Mucka. Gilbert, since you're not on that often, pick a number and we'll count down from it. 114. 114. 113. 112.
I thought he was going to say one.
One. Chippy Kylie. For the muckers. All right. Gilbert, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Love you, Zia. Aunt, love you.
Always a pleasure. Good seeing you again, Gilbert.
It's been real. It's been nice. But it hasn't been real nice.
Oh, good one.
Father Mucker.
All right. Peace, y'all.